nature love me? What do I gotta do to make him care?
Brian, earlier this week,
that was haunting.
I posted on Facebook and Twitter that I feel like my life can best be described as an emotional roller coaster that I'm not tall enough to ride on, and I feel like that song captured that perfectly.
Right?
I'm not even gonna be upset.
Why would you be upset? You should be in tears right now.
Normally, there's an underlying mean tone, but I can't. That was good. You knew I went to Billy Joel. Uh-huh. You might have recorded this before that, but yeah, that's the type of music I like.
Do you really? You're starting to get to. I didn't even know that. I sensed it.
Elton John, Billy Joel, anything that makes people question my sexuality.
That's how much these new theme songs have been bringing us closer together.
Yeah, I'm good, Brian. Good for you.
I'm really glad you like
it. Good for you. Try to make it 2 weeks in a row next week. Let's not self destruct. We have a good thing going.
The amount of time. Oh, next week's is epic.
Okay.
I don't think I can do another one after next week's.
Oh, good, because I'm so excited. I can't wait to have rebuttals of theme songs.
It's been in the can for, I think, a week and a half now, but if you look in my computer, it's I think it's up to 10 versions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's all you do in your free time now.
Have written several scripts.
I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. How have you been, Brian?
I've been pretty good.
Any fun stories?
That would be a good thing to have in the holster for a podcast.
Here's a story you'll appreciate. I'll just not segue
open
into
with
it.
A funny,
I will.
Interesting anecdote.
I was at the secret show at the Lyric Theater, the super secret show, and Dave Koechner and Andy Kinwer and Todd Glass were all there.
Wow. Was that the secret?
Sure.
The real comics were coming?
Yes.
And where is this place?
They said I couldn't tell you about it.
Don't tell Dunkelman.
Yes.
That's what secret
Andy
show
Kinwer
means.
Specifically. Don't tell it. He showed up at the palace and we weren't cool with it.
Huey Lewis, and so what else is going on in the news?
But afterwards, they have like a meet and greet in this like piano jazz lounge, and there's this piano player, and Todd Glass and Andy Kinwer were doing like shtick with the piano player, and there's a drum set, and Todd Glass is like, "Does anyone play drums?" And I play drums, so then I got to go up and play drums, and we played some Beatles songs and
that's
stuff, and it
fucking
was
great.
It was just a fucking cool. It was a very surreal thing, but like, you know, all these comics that I've watched and listened to on podcasts before.
And
I
pulled it off.
Yeah,
you can actually drum.
Yeah, and Dave Koechner was there, and he remembered me by name. Like, that felt good. Wow. Like, I haven't seen him since, you know, this time last year. And
right,
he asked me how I'm doing and stuff. So
good. That's just a great
nice
story.
Little,
Chet.
Nice little story.
When was that?
Two Thursdays ago, and then I did a show at Huntington Beach, where a girl up front kept telling me I wasn't funny, and like,
what do you mean a girl up front? Oh,
she was
in
like,
the crowd.
She was just like, not funny. Like, I couldn't get anything.
out of nowhere,
I snapped, and I'm just like, well, you're a fucking cunt. But no one heard what she was saying to me,
yeah,
so it's just
kinda
the context of it was pretty incredible. Don't really use that word on stage, but she caused me to lose it a little bit.
Sometimes you have to. What room is this? Was it a club? There's a new comedy.
This is
club
the House there. Of Brews. It's a bar. They didn't really promote it, so it was 10 comics and like 8 people in the audience.
Because there's a new comedy club down there that I'm thinking about trying to get rejected from.
What are you talking about? Aces?
No,
that's been around for a while.
No, I worked Aces last week or last year.
Trying to think. I'll just fill you in since you don't have stories. I graduated from 301 in UCB. Another graduation show you didn't make, and I'm already in 401, just finishing it out.
Just cruising
and
right
get
in.
Get done. Get done.
So this would be your senior year.
Yeah. Kind of, I guess. It's on Sundays. It's at the Lyric on Hyperion? Something?
It's
is that a street?
UCB.
No. Well, the classes are at different places, but it's near you. So Sundays, Brian, maybe I'll start coming by, hanging out.
That sounds exactly what I want to happen.
Yeah. Do prep work for our big Monday recordings.
Yeah, probably. There's no.
You don't have anything else going on?
Not really. When's the last time we saw each other?
The last time we did this, 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've been out.
You've
since
missed.
The, I did a set somewhere. Oh, I went to the John Lovitz Club.
Oh yeah, I couldn't go because I wanted to eat a pizza by myself.
Oh, I thought you had a date.
Didn't
pan out. The date didn't was with
pan
pizza?
Out. But then we were supposed to record the podcast last night.
Yes.
And then that didn't pan out for various reasons, which turned out great. We canceled this, what, at 7 o'clock?
Yep.
And then I dropped a girl line, like, want to go on a date? Want a date? And then I was up very late, and I'm very tired now.
What'd you do? What do the kids do on dates now?
We went to an Italian restaurant down in Culver City.
Classy.
Yeah.
Good.
And then went out to a bar afterwards, and then just hung out for a bit after that. And, yeah.
Very nice. Did you get anywhere?
I'm not going to talk about it.
Look who's learning and growing.
Yes.
She's listening. She's going to let them.
Probably.
Really? All right. Yeah. Well, she's interested. So, wife has never
listened
to one
trying to not
episode.
Have expectations, just one date at a time. But
Chet, if I could give you any career advice, it would, or life advice, it would just be just
no
to
expectations.
Have no expectations.
No, zero expectations.
You know the great expectations?
Yeah.
No expectations.
The opposite. No expectations.
That's going to be the man. The name of my one-man show that I will never write.
No expectations?
So it was good. It was a fun show. I went up, did 10 minutes, and it's always pretty good there. But the MC, Pete something, just thought I was amazing, and he books a lot of things.
Cool.
So he'll not be calling me.
No, you never know.
You never know.
I don't have anything this week, but next week I have shows Wednesday and Thursday in town. Then I go down to San Diego for the World Series of Comedy. If you want to go down, just hang out. You can share a hotel, Brian. I'll pay.
You know what? I'm going to be working. That's next week?
Yeah.
I am going to beautiful Reno.
Oh, no.
I cannot wait.
Trying to
I found a flight. That the cheapest flight just happened to be at 8:30 in the morning. Now, the show is at, I believe, 8:30 at night. We get there a little early. It means I'm going to be golfing 5 days instead of four.
Is this where you lost your shit on the morning radio person?
Yeah.
First time back?
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I was not sure I would be back.
Do you still have to do the morning radio?
Yeah. The guy that I hang out with up there is the guy who he drives the comics and picks them up and does some work for the club. And we last time just hit it off. We played golf almost every day. And yeah, he brought it up. He's like, so we'll have to talk about whether or not you're going to do radio. I said, I'll do whatever the club wants. You know, for those of you who don't know, you do radio because you have to. It's an obligation. Sure. Nobody likes doing it. And this one woman was kind of the reason personified that no comics like doing it.
The last time I did morning radio, anyway. The girlfriend dumped me because of it. So,
right.
Well, really just stopped communicating. And then 2 weeks later, thought we were together. Who has since, I think we're up to 18 text messages I haven't replied to.
Really?
Building a nice little streak there.
Look at you.
Done and over. Just you gotta move forward. You know
you
what's to hang
on
to.
On to talk about how
you
become
1 year follow up. I feel
dog.
Like that's good. I feel
from
like a
pussy to dog.
Well, no,
love
I'm not.
It.
I'm not. Oh, I okay.
Like in a good way.
Yeah.
Or whatever the kids are calling.
I feel like I got,
guys that just slay fucking
no,
strange.
No, that's
poo.
Not what I
just
do.
Just slinging
that's,
dick.
You always make
slinging
it like
dick
that.
All over Southern
no,
California.
I'm just capable
Chet,
of
wow,
dating.
You went on the road?
I'm capable
oh
of dating
God.
In a healthy way.
You would get
where I don't
so
lose
much
my
ass
shit.
On the road. I mean, you're Chet Wild. You do the podcast with Brian Dunkelman?
I got,
oh
I got a haircut, Brian, too. So just everything. New haircut, new tires
really?
On my car. I know. I've gone to Floyd's 4 times, which is like, hot
yeah,
girl, cut your
idea.
Hair. 3 times in a row, I've gotten a dude. Different dude every time.
A different
it's always weird
because
they end all the haircuts in a massage. If that's one of their. And then the guy's like, do I have to? And I'm like, yep. Unless you're going to give me a discount. No, I paid for this. Brian, this has been our least confrontational opening ever. So we need to bring the guest on to make this interesting.
Probably
this
I'm
has
here.
Been
yeah.
nice,
people,
though.
People don't want to listen to us get along.
No, but listen.
Yeah.
It's the fucking theme song. Just say it. The theme song put us in such a positive energy. How could we be upset at each
well,
other
the
when
theme
we just
song,
shared something? When we just shared that beauty.
The theme song, good date, work's going well, everything's coming up Chet Wild. So tune in next week for when my life has become total
t-shirt,
shit.
T-shirt.
Total shit.
Right now. We gotta open a store.
I win at life. That's what I've been saying lately.
I win at life.
Yes.
That's a good t-shirt, too. I'm going to steal both of these ideas and sell, like, maybe one in Reno.
You two are both so positive.
Right?
Feel I know. Good being yes. here.
Let's fucking turn some shit over onto this positivity.
Let's dual intro him.
You know what?
Uh-oh.
Not only friend of the show.
Now guest of the show.
Friend.
Holds the record
finally
for
guessed.
Most rescheduled appearances. We've been trying to get him
yes.
since November, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a lot of things come up on both ends. He's a busy guy. You have cars that break down. I have dates to go on.
Strange poon to fucking slay.
Stop making it
slay on weeknights.
That's not it.
On weeknights.
That is not it.
Oh, it's so great. I'm so proud of you.
Not it at all.
Editor and columnist for Cracked.com wrote a fucking amazing article about me, which was much appreciated. Got me a lot of love on Twitter. Yeah. New followers.
Producer of the Unpopular Opinion stand-up show at Westside every other week.
Which he's had us on several times.
And his
had Chip
podcast.
Had Goldblatt on.
Maybe number one friend of the show.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. Everybody else is fucking dog shit compared to this guy.
Took me under their wing. I don't know if it was you or your girlfriend, some combination of. Brian thinks he got me in on your show, but it has nothing to do. It was all through Twitter.
Oh, yeah. It was my girlfriend.
Yeah, it was totally. Like 2 weeks in.
It's Adam Todd Brown,
message.
Everybody.
Adam Todd Brown's here.
There he is.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do with this positivity.
Yeah, she sent me your... And I felt all threatened at first. I was like, "What the fuck is Chet Wilde? My girlfriend sending me another comic? No, he fuck that guy." I came around though, I guess.
And now we're friends.
Now here we are. Now we're best friends.
We do a monthly. Well, he does his podcast all the time, but I join him monthly. We talk about music that's coming out with no preparation whatsoever.
We don't bone up at all.
You got a podcast. You're whoring yourself. You got another podcast.
Yeah,
what you're saying,
I told
it's
you.
Only once a month.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. Doesn't mean I like it.
Adam, how are you holding up? How's it going?
Good. I'm good. I can't complain. Well, I mean, I could complain.
But you will.
But you won't complain.
For approximately the next 52 minutes.
I don't know where this conversation is going to go today, and I'm excited.
How did I first do your show? I asked? Because it couldn't have been off me.
I think I messaged you.
But was it through him, or was it independent of him?
Yeah, I think it was actually independent of him. I think... Diana kind of brought Chet Wilde on, and then you, I think, started following Unpopular Opinion. And I was like, holy shit, that's Brian Dunkelman. Oh, yeah. He's a comic. We have to get him on the show.
Beautiful.
And you were on the show, and you're super funny. So you've been on the show a bunch of times.
It's a good
show. Now I drove to Silver Lake to be here.
Man.
Finally overcame the fear.
We'll stamp your passport.
I'm trying to do it more. I'm trying to get out and drive.
Yes, over here.
You're not big on the driving, right?
I did a show in Northridge last week, a show in Echo Park back two
nights
in a row.
We did that show in Fullerton a couple weeks ago. Outside of a comic book store.
I have a show in Tustin coming up.
Well,
I don't think that's in California.
Now you're just bragging.
Who books that?
Are you doing the Tustin Bowl?
No, it's in a guy's backyard. I get free tacos.
Good. Oh, yeah. Thundergoat.
Yeah.
I talked about this before. Brian Mott.
Thundergoat.
Fantastic show. Even without the tacos, it's fucking great.
Yeah,
everyone there is there to appreciate comedy.
The tacos are the payment?
Yeah, you get like four tacos, four beers or something.
And I'm doing a David Huntsberger's show August 10th, which is at an El Salvadoran restaurant. I only do shows places that I can eat.
That's a good idea.
The Northridge show was at a place called Fucking Delicious.
That's really
how about that?
Who came to it?
Yeah, and I fucking killed.
Ah,
it was good.
Killed the buffet after the show.
Yeah, you got free food.
Free food in LA. Free food on a gig is like getting paid $100.
Yeah, it is.
When you do so many shitty shows, it really start like, wait, you're gonna give me free food? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's some form of validation and appreciation.
Do you get pie at that pie show?
What?
Is that Junior's?
Yes,
JR's. There's a pie show.
There's
Who books
a club.
The pie show?
And, I can put you in touch with them.
Please.
You get
Let's
the choice.
Let's put the pie show together. How much do they pay to headline?
I'm not going to publicly say that.
Just
about
give me a number.
What?
Is it one night?
Per night.
So it's just two shows?
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It's right in your backyard. And you get a meal or a pie.
Oh, wait a minute. A meal or a pie?
Yeah, you can
it's
have
not
a
meal,
meal
and then, hey, you want some pie?
Well, here's
it's
what,
kinda what we're
here's what
for.
A lot of comics do. They get a meal one night and then they get a pie the next. Or what I'll do is I'll get the special meal. They usually have a special that includes a slice of pie. So then I get my taste of pie.
That seems reasonable.
Why would you need
here's
a whole
your
pie?
Dinner.
This,
exactly.
That's very aggressive.
Just in case you have a really shitty
Here's
set.
The strategy I
that's
have.
That's aggressive
just
dessert eating.
I get the meal
pie on the ride home.
I get the meal to go with the slice of pie. And then there's a salad bar there, so I'll get like salad, soup, go all out before the show. Then I'll have my pie towards the end of the show, and then I take the meal home. broken it down quite economically.
You got a nice system going on.
Yeah, there. I do. It's pretty nice. There's another club I work that when you MC, you get a free meal. And then recently, the turnout for the show wasn't great, but they still did the show. And then they were like, sorry, you don't get a meal. There aren't enough people here. I was like, what? I'm working all day. I'm working harder to make these people laugh. You know what I mean? Like, give me a full room. Yeah, that's easy. Give me six people spread out who are just like, I'm here to support my friend. I'm here to support my friend. Yeah. Like, that's it. It's hard.
That's not fun on an empty stomach at all.
No.
There's got to be some. I want your advice on where I went wrong because I officially went wrong today.
2001? Somewhere.
I'm not going to mention the name of this because I still want to work there, whatever. There's a club and it's near a place where I work where I bet Bubba Watson to win the fucking Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have that ticket and I want to go cash it, but I want to pick up some work. So I call this place. And I'm like, who's the booking, you know, the contact info? So I send, you know, hey, I'd love to work your club, blah, blah, blah. And somebody else gets back. It's like, this looks like a generic email, which is cool. But which club were you referring to? Are you looking for as a special event? What kind of deal are you looking for? So I respond. I'm like, oh, hey, this is just the email that they gave me. It was the so-and-so city.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd love to do that. Is that something you'd be interested in? Nothing. So 5 days later, I'm like, hey, just following up. Nothing. So then I think where I probably went wrong
was
today where I like, doesn't really need to be that special.
maybe that's a cute thing.
I thought it was kind of funny.
I think what you need
to
do, Brian.
But honestly, I don't care what the money is. I just want to go do it. Like, but I don't, did I do something wrong?
I think you just need to create a website for a fake agency, get a separate email, and just start representing yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
Or maybe ATB over here will pick you up. I like to call him ATB.
Pick you. I need someone to pick me up.
10%.
I don't have anyone representing me. I'm a self-made man.
I want to get into what led you here because you're from North Dakota, South Dakota.
No, I'm from Illinois.
Illinois.
I moved from South. Well, I moved. Yeah. I lived in South Dakota. For
I don't
10
know
years.
You pre South Dakota. We go back. We used to hang out then.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time in South Dakota.
How do we get from? Let's just start at the beginning. You came out of a vagina.
I came out of a vagina.
Yes. In Illinois.
In Illinois, at a hospital in Illinois. Mm-hmm. One thing led to another, and then I lived in South Dakota.
Okay.
And you were... No, I grew up in... I lived in Illinois till I was 19. My house burned down. The only place I had to go was to live with my mom. She lived in Wisconsin. So I lived in Madison, Wisconsin for 6 years.
Nice college town, right?
Yeah, it was good. I didn't go to college, but it was fun. I spent my college years in the college town. And then after 6 years, I ended up in South Dakota. I followed a girl there. And
as everyone does to South Dakota.
Yeah, South Dakota. Isn't that what always gets you to South Dakota?
Where all the hot ones go.
And I was there for about 10 years, and then I moved to New York.
What did you do in South Dakota for 10 years?
I mostly worked at an insurance company. I processed medical claims, answered telephones, things like that. And in 2007, it was on Thanksgiving Day 2007, Cracked posted, it's called a call for writers. We post it every year on Thanksgiving. And I had just kind of started, like, running my own shitty blog and things. And I'd read Cracked, and I was like, you know, I wish I was that funny.
Yeah.
But they posted this thing, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll submit an article and see what happens. And my first pitch got accepted right away.
What was the pitch?
The 9 most unnecessary greatest hits albums of all time.
You were BuzzFeed before BuzzFeed ruined lists.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was 3,000 words. It had fucking...
Academic research.
BuzzFeed. Yeah, it was a strong article for my first thing I was ever paid to write. And it just, you know, I kept doing that. It turned out I was good at the Cracked voice. And given their audience, I was able to use that job to get other jobs, like other writing jobs.
Just by saying you're a crack, that holds some
value. Yeah, it did.
Even for me, just saying that I do the thing with you once a month, people are like, yo, you're a thing tied to Cracked. And I'm like,
yeah.
Technically, yes.
Yeah, and it did a lot for me, and I used it to kind of advance, you know, up the ranks, I guess, in website publishing, editing. Yeah. I don't know what you would call it.
Before you were at Cracked full time, you were doing some stuff for Playboy too, right?
Yeah, I had gotten the first comedy website I ran was a site called Funny Crave that the Los Angeles general manager of Uber actually founded the site and gave me my first job. And I met a guy named Matt Gibbs who worked at Playboy through that. And Playboy was starting this Safe for Work comedy website. And he emailed me and asked if I knew anyone who would be a good, like a potential freelance editor or a good editor for this comedy site Playboy was launching. And I said no, that I was the only person who could do the job. And I got the job. And I was still in South Dakota. Yeah, basically.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like the Pope. Just elected myself.
The Pope of Safer Work.
That's right.
Porn websites.
And yeah, I did that for about 2 years, and then they sold all their online holdings to an international porn conglomerate called Manwin. And I thought they were really awful people, so I quit and went to work for Cracked.
And then, so were you working full-time from South Dakota, or
yeah, when I first got hired,
happen? Like, how did that happen?
First got hired by Cracked, I was still living in South Dakota. And I had just been in New York for a press thing for a TV show. And I met Diana there, who runs the Unpopular Opinion Twitter. She runs the Cracked Twitter account now. And I met her. It was my first time in New York. And I moved to New York 6 weeks later after I met her. Yeah.
And, oh, wow. That's quick.
Yeah. It was quick. It was very quick. And we lived in upstate New York for about 4 months. Then we moved to San Francisco for 3 months. And
what
then,
part of upstate?
Montgomery. So not way. Okay.
Yeah, that's still down towards New York City.
Right.
Yeah, it was like an hour by train.
We're from Canada, upstate.
Yeah. It wasn't Buffalo or anything like that. Nothing crazy.
We're Ohio.
Yeah.
Still super racist and boring, but
yes.
Not that far upstate.
And then you jumped to San Francisco for, she had a job, you had a job.
I wanted to move out here to work for Cracked because I wanted health insurance and I had to live in California to get it. But we wanted to kind of look for a place while we were out on the West Coast without really committing. So we subleased a place in San Francisco and we were able to it's not close to LA, but it's easy enough to get back and forth.
Sure.
So we just kind of lived there for 3 months and I got my weed card, did all the important California things, and then moved to LA.
And then what year was that?
That was 2012. That
so you've been with LA. Her for how long?
Since December of 2011.
The show's so full of positivity and heartwarming stories
really
today,
is.
Brian.
We're turning a fucking corner.
We have 40 minutes. We have 40 minutes to tank it.
40 minutes. Let's talk about something awful now.
Yeah, and then so you pretty much your gig here has been Cracked. Like, are there other projects? Did you start getting into stand up once you were out here? Is that something that happened through Cracked, or were you doing that before?
I was kind of doing it before. Not before Cracked, but
in San Francisco or here?
No, I actually the first time I did stand up was March of 2011. I did an open mic in Santa Rosa, California. And I moved back to New York and was like, when I go to San Francisco, I'm going to get back in. I'm going to start doing stand-up seriously there because there's got to be comedy clubs and shit. I went to my first open mic in San Francisco, and it was at a laundromat. And I'm pretty sure the host was homeless. And there was nowhere to sit. And it just... like everything about it, I was like, I'm going to wait till I get to LA and do comedy then. And I did. I waited. Like, I didn't do comedy again until probably 6 or 7 months later.
I don't think I've ever mentioned this on the podcast. My first mic here, I got here on a Saturday night and I went to a mic Sunday night. And the first comic I saw on the mic was Jaws 2 Eddie. Do either of you know who Jaws 2 Eddie is?
No.
His intro, like, and I've seen him a couple times now.
I think you've told me.
He's been seen on the movie, from the movie Jaws 2. Please welcome Jaws 2 Eddie. And then he just talks about how he was in the movie Jaws 2 in his early 20s. And it wasn't even like a name. He was just like a victim of a shark. And he'd like go to all these parties, and then just like his acting career never took off. It's just really sad.
And that's his whole set?
Yeah.
Jaws 2 Eddie?
That was the first set I saw, and I was like, I might need to turn around. I don't know if I can. Didn't that encourage you, though?
Doesn't seeing shitty comedy encourage you? It did. I took a comedy class. I shouldn't say that. I took a comedy class.
Yeah, specify when.
And I felt like I didn't learn a lot, but it was super encouraging. Like
That's why I tell people to take comedy classes if they're on the fence about it. That's why I got my start. Not that I took away, like, oh, here's real joke structure. I'm sure some people teach that. But it was just, hey, I'm in a room of people also going through the same, like, holy shit, am I going to do this?
Yeah.
And, like, the one guy I took a class with, he's now one of my best friends in Buffalo, Rick Matthews, friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. The guy I co-produced Unpopular Opinion with, Ben Blanchard. He was in the comedy class I took at West Side Comedy Theater.
You make those connections like that. Some of my best friends in L.A. are the people I met in my 101 class at UCB my first couple weeks here.
And did you have a graduation where you were in front of a real crowd the first time?
We had a graduation show. I did all right. Not as well as I – it was all right.
I crushed my first time. Applause breaks and everything.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, I was in my Sabres jersey and shorts and aviator glasses. What the fuck was I thinking? And then second time, did the exact same set. Ate a dick so hard.
Yeah.
So hard.
I love Following that. Comedy class graduations, the greatest thing ever. It's the worst reality check.
It hurt.
What the? I've gone on and like closed the show where there was a comedy.
Like, oh, real jokes
at the Buffalo
now.
Funny Bone. They bumped Dan Fortum for me.
Oh,
it was
well,
so
I'm
fast.
Sure he'll enjoy that one.
I crushed it.
It was great. I'll let him know.
Please do. Please tell him.
Old friends,
hello.
I'm gonna patch up old burned bridges in Buffalo for you.
There's a comedy class show before my show, a lot at Westside Comedy Theater, and no one ever stays for it. So I hope all of them fail. I hope all of their careers have already stalled.
Be around legit comics. Like, you're already in. You can probably stick around for free.
If you
don't really say anything to anybody.
I wouldn't kick anyone out. But no, too good for me.
How have your shows been going? I haven't been down.
Fantastic.
I mean, we did the improv show together, obviously. But you're still doing Westside every other month.
Yeah. Oh, we're doing a live podcast every month now. At Westside, the third Friday of the month.
Still with the band?
Yeah, it's still with the band. It's going to be 11:30 on a Friday night.
I will harass you off the
free
mic.
Free show.
I want to follow Dunkelman in the hosting tradition, I want to put our sets side by side and see who does better.
Yeah, I'm for that. Why don't you two just run your sets now, and I'll decide.
Yeah, let's do it, Brian. Best joke. Best new joke. Go.
Oh, this is good.
Best new joke?
He's getting out the notepad.
That's the last new joke I did. No, it's just a bit about my son if he's gay. It's not really a joke, but it's a bit. It's doing quite well. I forgot to do it at Lovitz.
Repressed memory. In first and second grade, I saw a speech therapist. Who was a 350-pound blind man. It's true. And in speech, since he couldn't read, he would hold my hand and run it across the braille, and I would learn braille.
Braille is what he calls
it. Which
penis.
I'm just thinking, like, I don't really have jokes for you, but, like, how fuck did they think I was? Like, they're just teaching me braille instead of trying to improve my speech.
I think just by premise alone,
I still have today. Okay. I also have a story about how a girl left me for...
Oh, have you started your jokes? Holy shit.
Okay. Neither of us get the gig. I'm just workshopping.
I'm joking. Keep going.
More about you
feelings
and pain.
Hurt. Feelings hurt,
more
Brian.
You about feelings damage.
Play the theme song.
You want to play
no,
that again?
No, don't really. No.
You want to hear it again?
No.
We'll be right back. Fun playing it.
Okay.
What do I gotta do to make you love me? What do I gotta do to make him care?
Care why? So sad.
Care why?
shower seems to be the hardest word.
Take note, 29:36. You're going to want to edit this out. Don't stop it. There's no way you're going to figure. You're too fucking bad at technology.
36.
Look at you pull out your phone, try to figure out.
Why do you need your iPhone?
I got a note.
This is all staying in the podcast. 36.
Watch this. Boom. 20.
It's edited
your
out.
Phone just fucking catches on fire.
29:36, bitches. Done.
Well, people have probably stopped listening now.
Fuck them.
So what are you looking to do with stand-up, Adam? We've never really talked about stand-up. Like, is it just like you have the crack brand and you're trying to build a
thing?
Yeah,
I mean, I got that question a lot when I started stand-up. Not a lot, but, you know, it's something people normally do. Like,
stick with this
to get a job. Like,
yeah.
Like, I already have
You already have
job.
The job. Why drag yourself through that?
Well, because it's a different... Like, I've been writing comedy strictly on the internet for, you know, like 7 years now. It's just a different challenge for me. I feel like I've done almost everything I can do when it comes to writing comedy articles. I've written so many of them. They're so great. Like, I feel like it's, you know, it's just another, it's like a challenge. It's another form. It's for one thing, it's so different from Cracked, because Cracked, our articles are so long and they're so wordy and it takes a long time to get all the information out. And that was probably the biggest challenge for me when I first started stand-up, was I would write something and I'd be like, yeah, that's funny. And then I'd get on stage and I would just like try to memorize how I wrote it. And I wasn't like
being in the moment.
Yeah, I wasn't being economical with my words and all that. And, like, none of those things that I have to do with Cracked. Like, I don't have to do any of that. So it's just another challenge for me. And it's
do you feel like
I enjoy it.
The kind of rush or high, so to speak, you get off of a live performance is different than like, do you still get a rush when you put your articles out and like people are commenting, or is it just like kind of your job now and it's worn off?
It depends. Like the article I wrote with Brian Dunkelman, I was really excited about.
Because, a lot of positive response.
Yeah, it did really well.
Did it do good?
It got,
good.
The comments were really positive. It did a lot of traffic.
People so, felt for Brian.
Yeah. They fell for me or
felt for you?
Oh, I think a few of them fell for me too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I still have a link on my website. I can't figure out how to change anything on my website.
He has a link to your article on the front of his website, but he's like, Adam Todd Brown wrote this thing. Like, no, let it be. I mean, he
article.
I think I say in the article that we're friends too.
Right, yeah, but that's why I reference it. But he's right. I shouldn't have, you know.
It should just be Cracked feature.
Yeah, he's Brian. Yeah, that's true.
Not just hey, it's I more asked professional. My friend to write this, because it's not like I don't think you approached him. Right, he just happened to write it and know you and
yeah,
like my press agent.
I could be
at the free time.
I have the skill sets to do that. I think
I fucked up the website. Like,
I know you're.
What do you mean? Do you spend a lot of time on
the website? I look at your website occasionally.
Yeah, I love that.
Just to see how broken it is.
I tried to put a store in there to sell downloadable CDs.
I know, it's a terrible idea.
Well, it's not going to happen anyway, because the file is too big and I'm not fucking spending that
no
money.
No one wants to buy a one-track 40-minute CD.
I could figure out how to cut the tracks. Oh, but why? God.
That's what I've been
telling
him. It
would take 5 minutes. Send me the file.
Thank
I'll do
you.
It tonight.
He sells this after shows. I'm like, people are going to be so angry.
I don't know.
It's just a recording
on
this
file?
iPhone. It's one file. It's a like 45,
That's
50
really
minute
good.
Show.
Just gave myself a concussion.
Sounds great.
It's you're like
it sounds
is
fine.
Is it a WAV file?
It sounds fine.
Like 2.3 gigabytes.
Oh man, Brian, the things you could do.
It's really good
with
though.
Just 10 minutes of effort.
But I don't know how to chop shit up like that. I don't have like
you just said
right
you're
now.
Gonna edit this
the
podcast.
Thing you were recording and right now you could cut up tracks.
Yeah,
no, but
yeah.
What I'm saying is I don't know where to cut my stuff into tracks
in between bits.
Well, some of them aren't related.
You can have call.
But
that's
can
funny.
I just do it now while we talk?
Yeah,
Brian. I'll put a headphone in one ear. God damn it, Brian Dunkelman.
And then also the cover.
It's on GarageBand.
The cover that you tape on is like it's just you and like an Xbox headset, like some
don't fucking
picture somebody took with their cell phone. Like, you have good headshots and stuff. Oh, no. Please bring it out.
You don't always fucking have anything to sell, bitch.
I sold one CD at that show.
You have a CD?
He told me to make a CD.
And then I just put it out, and now one person owns the only ever
thing. I want your CD.
I am doing a CD recording at the start of next year.
Oh, wait. Holy shit. You have a CD. I need one. Do you have a physical one?
I'm not gonna give you this one. Look at these. The newer ones, because I have
the newer ones. The same set with a better cover. Is that
not the better? It's a lot of different material.
You have to.
I just make them myself, so it's like I'm not gonna buy 1,000 of them.
You have to sign it. I know your jokes. I'll download it, but it's for a friend of Diana's. It's such. She went nuts when. Really? She found out I knew Brian Duncan.
Tell me more about her going nuts.
Yeah, she's a comic in Washington, D.C.
In Washington? Really?
Yeah. Her, I don't remember her name. Kathy Judah.
Got a lot of fans.
Judah is going to be excited.
They were big fans of mine when they were about 12.
Yeah, how do you feel 10 about
10 years?
That?
They're all about 22, 23 right now. They're ripening. They're ripening nicely. They're like wine.
That's so great. Weird.
My
thing.
Wife doesn't listen to this. Don't worry about it.
I've been sending her the Cliff Notes.
You want a glass of wine?
No, I don't drink.
You don't drink?
No.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, okay. Why?
Well, I just want to know.
There will be three guests in a row now that would Justin
was. That's amazing.
Was,
you doing this on purpose?
Well, yeah. I'm trying to build an intervention, Brian.
All right. I'll
tell you what.
Oh, no.
If you quit drinking,
I'd like to hear this story over a nice glass of red wine.
All right. We'll let Brian go. We'll continue recording. We're just going to talk.
Don't fucking talk shit about me. Talk about
last time I totally talked shit about you when you left.
You have to sign it.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Really, it's got to... As a listener, it must be difficult to listen to like this random...
Yeah.
He doesn't like doing prep work. He doesn't like drinking wine, though.
Oh.
I'm thinking of proposing to him. Like, I don't smoke pot at all. If he stops drinking, I will start smoking pot. Is that
why don't you smoke pot?
I've never had the inclination to.
You want to try it? This is pot.
Really?
Yeah, it's that like not pen? Even. Yeah, it's like smoking an e-cigarette.
I was talking to my buddy Greg about it. Like, I feel like I was a little brainwashed by the DARE program. I grew up in a school that I think it was more accessible than your average school. Like, drugs, could be wrong, but we grew up, you know. Brian, did you grow up next to a Native American Indian reservation? That's going to sound way racist.
Yes, I did. The Great Seneca.
Yeah. They can do whatever they want on their land, so just certain things are more accessible.
The Great Seneca Nation.
Yeah. I was talking
Salamanca.
I was talking about how I don't smoke pot, but maybe if you quit drinking, I would smoke pot with you.
Why do I have to quit drinking for you to smoke pot with me?
I don't know.
That just seems like an unreasonable, unnecessary condition to us having fun.
Yeah, that's a requirement most friends don't have.
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, yeah, please close that door. Well, actually, you know what? Now I'm going to have to fucking pause the podcast, and I'm going to have to play a little bit from the show I did in Alaska that I recorded on my iPhone, and you're going to tell me if it's not better than 60% of the shit you hear on Sirius.
Really?
You know what's weird? I can already tell my son is straight. He's a year old. I can already tell. One, he hits on every girl he sees. And two, whenever I suck on his nipples, he just giggles. It just does nothing for him. Nothing. You know, I wouldn't care if my son was gay. I don't care. I had a buddy when I say, my son was gay, I'd punch him in the fucking head. That seems like shitty parenting. Maybe don't do that. Maybe how about just love him, you know? I really wouldn't care. But you know what? I want him to be a man. You know what I mean? Just don't be a lady boy. If I ask him one night, hey son, what are you doing tonight? I'm gonna go out and suck some dicks. Alright, well, you have a good time with that. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Don't answer me, I'm gonna go suck some dicks. Hey, cut that shit out. No. Do not be like that. Go suck those dicks like a man and be home by midnight.
On a fucking iPhone in Alaska, in Fairbanks, Alaska.
In Alaska.
Come on.
In Alaska.
What do you mean? Was it?
They're just laughing.
Does that matter?
They're just laughing at you for coming there. Like,
oh, yes. Yes. Chad, I'm sure your Phil Collins bit would just fucking crush
Phil Collins bit
at the North Pole, Alaska.
Adam's seen it do very well. You saw me do it at the comic thing.
Yeah,
it
have.
It's fucking awesome.
They would beat you and then rape you before you were into the third line.
I'm working on a. You have Rachel Bloom on your podcast a bit, right?
Yeah, she's been
she's
on.
A delight.
She's great.
I was at Quick and Funny Musicals at UCB, and she put together like a 20-25 minute musical, Sugar Ray, the musical. And it was a musical based off of only Sugar Ray lyrics and songs.
Nice.
Fucking phenomenal.
Sounds like fun.
That's Brian pouring his glass of wine. Yep. So now we can talk about why you don't drink.
Oh, I just, I don't drink because I drank the way I smoke pot, which is constantly. Like, once I started drinking, I wouldn't want to stop. Like,
were you functional when you were drinking?
Or did you shut down? Yeah, I mean, I didn't stop drinking until I moved to San Francisco.
Okay.
I always said if I could, like, regularly smoke weed, I would quit drinking. And I did. I moved to San Francisco in May of 2012, and I quit drinking that month.
Now, compared to not smoke, like, if you aren't smoking at all one day, like, how different is it for you? Is it just like, oh, I enjoy smoking pot, or do you get, like, really anxious if you're not using it? Like, does it serve a purpose for your, like, mental health, kind of, I guess?
For my mental health, I would say.
Like, anxiety, depression?
Yeah, more focus for me. Like,
it makes you more focused.
Yeah, I have, it's hard to explain. I feel like I have a wheel spinning in my head, and I always want it to stop. And I have to be either mentally engaged with something that's very interesting to me, or I have to be high or drunk, or I'll lose it.
I am the same way.
Yeah, and just like for me, when I was drinking, as long as I knew I was going to go home and drink at some point, I was fine. But if I knew I was going to have to just go home and like sit on the couch and watch television in South Dakota and just be inside my own head, like the thought alone would drive me nuts to the point where like I would.
Like, yeah, how are you supposed to sleep?
Yeah, and it weed takes care of it. That's all I needed it for.
Or indica?
More sativa because it's more like a stimulant, keeps me up. And then I'll usually smoke an indica before I go to bed.
Got something. I swear to God, I was like Adderall.
Oh yeah, what?
Like look at this. You didn't see what it looked like before, but I totally rearranged the studio and
clear shut out.
Fun
house cleaning weed, I call it.
Yeah,
sativa.
Indica just makes me really depressed.
Yeah,
and can't even get out of bed the next day.
So when you go to get your marijuana card, will a doctor prescribe you like a certain?
No, when you go to the dispensary, the left side is indica, the right side is sativa, and then there's
hybrid. I didn't know one can like be an upper, one can be a downer.
Yeah.
I did. I wrote
it's
about...
It's the male and female, right? That's the difference?
Yeah, something like that. I wrote about this on Cracked, about all the ways weed has changed since I was smoking in high school. Like, there's basically a WebMD now for weed.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Leafly, I think it's called. And you just enter whatever your symptoms are, and it'll tell you, like, four or five different specific strains. Treat, like, anxiety, depression. They have weed now that I actually just bought a bottle of this tonight. It's weed that's not psychoactive, so it doesn't get you high. It just gives you, like, the body... Like the relaxing.
Oh, it still gives you an effect?
Yeah.
Because I know that they're like experimenting on children and they use the same thing. It's deactivated.
Yeah, it's
THC,
called,
it's
called high CBD.
But like a girl was having like 200 seizures a week.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's down to 2. It's a story going around, but it's the same kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's in oil or drops?
The stuff I got today is in a capsule or in a pill. It's a tablet. It looks like aspirin, kind of.
Interesting.
No kidding.
So that kind of would act maybe as like Xanax?
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly how they describe it.
But it doesn't make you high.
Right. It doesn't have the like trippy.
It might be something good for like because I get anxiety before I have an audition. Well, I haven't had to worry about that for so long. That's not. That's why I'm so happy. That's why I'm so positive.
I think the website's called Pharma Janes or something like that.
I gotta find a doctor out here with the health insurance. And I'm curious, like, when I lay all my shit out with a new doctor, if they're like, why aren't you smoking pot? Like,
you absolutely should be.
I feel like many people have told me I'm a good candidate for it based on all my stuff, which maybe I'll try it.
Do you take, like, antidepressants?
I take a low dose of Wellbutrin, which through some health insurance stuff, I didn't have it a couple weeks ago.
That's what you didn't? You want to talk about
that's
that?
That's when I was just losing my mind a little bit.
And I'm going nuts, and I'm like, fuck.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't know you were legitimately worried about me. I appreciate you.
Enough to really do anything, but I called you about six days later to make sure we were still doing the podcast.
Are you still alive?
Okay. Hey, well, you're coming over to record, right?
You should quit that stuff cold turkey. Like, when I,
no, you should not.
Years ago when I was on Cymbalta or Paxil, I forget which one, when I quit cold turkey, it gave me, what's it called, orthostatic hypotension. So, like, I quit the day 2 days before I had a show, and, like, I went on stage, and I almost passed out. Like, anytime you stand up real quickly, your blood pressure will drop.
Right.
Did you ever get head shocks?
Yeah, I would get the zaps.
Yeah.
And
those are the worst.
Yeah, it was really tough. And then I just...
I did at Paxil, and I had really bad withdrawal, but I didn't...
Both really I always tough. Thought I was going to have a seizure.
And then
when I had
Paxil in college, it just was convulsing. Like... It was really hard to, like... How do I put this politely? Come.
That was...
Which was actually kind of a good thing.
I remember that. It was hard for you to come in college.
Come on,
but it would make you last really long. Like, it was still fun. It was just like this
silver lining.
Yeah.
Silver lining. But it's not if like it won't not much of a silver lining.
GHB does that too. But then again, it makes every pump feel like a...
And then I just kind of got sick of it.
It's only a silver lining if you need it.
There it is. Nice.
Keep on that t-shirt.
That's deep.
Everything's coming. What was the other one? Everything's coming up.
Well, that's just kind of a Simpsons reference. You know, everything's coming up Milhouse.
Yeah.
But I kind of swore off that I wouldn't take any meds like that again. And then when I started seeing somebody back in New York, like when I kind of bottomed out, I've talked about this before where like a mental health professional was at a show and like my set depressed them so much. They're like, I'm going to start seeing you every week. And your only payment to me is to be successful.
That's great.
And then, like, for 6 months, every Friday, I was on their couch. And that's how I, like...
How has that not happened to me?
Turned around the weight stuff.
I'm sure I've had bigger meltdowns on stage.
But, I mean, she was like, you need to be on, like, a low dose of Wellbutrin just to, like... It'll just slow things down and straighten out. And I can't disagree with that.
I take Wellbutrin.
You do? Still?
Yeah. Wellbutrin.
150 or 300?
Concerta, 300.
Yeah. See, because of my kidney stuff, like, I should be taking 300. They'd recommend that, but it's just... The way things are processed renally, it's just too much of a risk.
I just cannot fucking go back on anything after what happened.
What happened?
I went on
a couple
Paxil
dudes.
And I had a reaction to it. I went into hypomania and just went off the rails for a good 6 months.
Man.
Just
could have had your own Brody Stevens show.
Yeah, it definitely could have been.
So but you're on.
It had been like an unfunny Brody Stevens.
If you don't mind talking about. So you're on what? Wellbutrin and then.
Wellbutrin and Concerta, which is...
I don't know what that is.
That is an attention deficit
drug. I'm concerned. What is Concerta?
Concerta.
ADD?
Yeah, it's like Adderall, kind of.
Is it speedy? Because Adderall is coke. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, it's basically... It's,
Adderall is coke.
It's pretty speedy.
And you're on these... You've been on these, I imagine, long-term, or these newer things?
Yeah, the Concerta I've taken for... I quit taking it because I gained a lot of weight and I had high blood pressure.
Yeah, I used to have that one. I was on steroids, and then I was on steroids and Paxil, and I drink, and then like two drinks, and you get like really fucked up.
Yeah. So I quit taking it for a while, and I lost a bunch of weight, and started taking it again, and lost a bunch more weight.
What were your heaviest?
340.
What are
no
you
know? Way.
Yeah.
How much were you?
I was at 283.
You were 340?
Yeah.
How
long ago?
You're 6 feet?
It was when I was in South Dakota, so like 2011.
Shit went down in South Dakota, man.
Yeah, I was a mess in South Dakota.
Same thing. That's about the same timeline for me. And then just kind of both got our shit together.
Yeah, and then I kind of lost weight by not doing much. Like, I exercised kind of, but it was more just being in a city where I moved around and shit.
Yeah, it's 80% diet, 20% exercise. Like, that's where I really struggle, just to...
Yeah.
And I think because I don't drink or smoke, like, I will use food. Like, I binge ate a little this weekend.
Yeah. Totally.
That whole, like, being so busy, I've been doing better. But when I do have alone time, it's like, I don't know how to deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like you said, with, like, your thoughts and just, like, processing things and things you need to do. And it's like, I'll just eat an entire fucking pizza and watch TV until I can't feel feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the feeling.
Still falling.
I do that, but I'm high.
Yeah.
So it's just think about how great that is.
And look at you, Brian. You don't look a day over 52.
Get a lot of sleep.
52. I don't think Brian Dunkelman doesn't look old. No, what are you talking about?
You look very young.
Well, I don't know. How old are you?
Well, I don't know. How old do you... How old do I feel? I will be 43.
That's it?
Really?
I'll be 43.
Yeah. You're a long, yeah, young you look looking 43. Guy, Brian.
Never mind.
You look like 34 to me. 34, 35. I can
still
35.
Play mid-30s.
Yeah, if you keep the hair dyed, you can pull it off.
I was going to get my hair cut, but fuck it. I kind of don't want to. I always want it to be longer, but then it just becomes... It doesn't grow long. It grows out.
I'm like shorter now. It's time for you to grow longer.
I mean, it's Reno. What am I getting? Yeah. Am I getting a haircut for Reno?
Not for that morning review.
I am not going to gamble. I didn't in Vegas.
Okay, hey. He gets to host. That's the funniest fucking.
I get to host what?
That was a callback to earlier who had the best joke.
I'm going to fucking play that new joke that I talked about. I'm going to fucking blow your little braille on your adolescent penis.
Just working out premises. Right out of the fucking just working water. Out premises, Brian.
Working out premises.
Working out premises.
Yeah, I don't know what to. I think I'm just going to do as much crowd work as possible.
Thanks.
When I'm up in Reno. Tell me. Because yeah. I haven't done that in so long.
People want to know where other people work and where they're from and what
about,
they do.
Let's talk about that's my last
I'm so terrible gig. At crowd work. I don't do it.
Yeah, it takes a while.
I never do it.
I became too reliant on it early on.
This town anyway. You just shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although some of my favorite moments are just like organically where something happens with the crowd yes. and just.
Well, I mean, that I do that sometimes. Like yeah. if something happens, I'm not like I can.
But stage time's too precious out here to like really dick around.
Yeah.
Like you need to use it to do your material.
Yeah, I don't like talking to people in the crowd
in general
yeah, on the phone, either. On podcasts, anywhere.
Well, ugh. Perfect comic.
Gross.
Good. Just go back, write your words.
Mm-hmm.
Just you should. I could see you. This could be a funny bit if you were on stage and like kind of set up that idea that you don't like talking to people and just typed all your jokes in a computer and had like a Stephen Hawking translator voice. Dude, mm-hmm.
I like that.
Could do well in an alt room.
It's conceptual.
This is your last gig. You said this is. You got nothing on the calendar after that.
Nope.
I offered you to go home with me in August. We could have done a Buffalo date, a little reunion show.
Well, you didn't tell me in. What specific date in August? I thought we were talking about Sunday. The.
Well, I thought you were going to work that weekend. Week. Yeah,
it doesn't work out because I'm going home this. I think I'm going home like the 22nd of July for like 5 days. To
you're
going to
miss me by 2 weeks.
I know.
Just me and Jay Leno.
That's why it didn't work. You and Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm.
Leno's playing Jamestown.
Yeah.
Gee, what a whore.
Adam, you can come. You're invited. Oh, Brian is
a whore. So you can't do that week with Voss then.
No, I'm doing.
I'll do it.
I'm doing the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival.
And the
Festival.
Guy wouldn't get back to me. So after about 5 tries, I was like, you know what? No, not the feature.
But sorry. I will be doing a CD recording. Not my own, but like a multi thing. So I'm excited about that.
In Jamestown?
Yeah, like a festival recording.
Well, how long a set will it be?
2 15-minute. Well, I'm hosting one of the recordings, and then I'm doing a 15-minute set in the other one.
Stretch it.
Yeah. Stretch but I think I'm doing an album recording early next year, but I'll save that for another podcast.
Now, can I just take this shitty thing and put it on iTunes? How's that work?
No one wants to hear about you trying to con people out of $15.
You guys chop it up. You think I can get $15? Everybody charged like $9.99.
People are charging $5 for comedy shows.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it great for Louis C.K. when you sell a million of them at $5 a pop. But when you're like hoping to sell 1,000 at best, then you make $5,000.
Why can't I invest?
I want to record an album. God damn it.
Well, you have the perfect venue and the fan base.
Can you make this audio file smaller? Is that the problem?
No. I try to... They don't have that technology.
I've been watching the show on HBO.
Have you seen those YouTube videos where it's like old people in computers or like kids watch DuckTales? Mm. There should be one of those with Brian. Like, just Brian tries to convert an audio file.
I'm in. Let's do that.
And it, and then just like the camera runs out of memory, and they're like, "We only have 6 hours on this HD camera. We don't, we can't do it."
Right. Try to cut a reel together with my old VHS.
Yeah.
VHS
the podcast device. Ends when you're done with that glass of wine. So let's pace ourselves.
What are you talking about?
That's our hourglass.
You know how
Fuck you,
you get.
This is my goddamn you know house. How you get, this Brian. Is my new redesigned studio. Sleek. Oh my god.
Feeling good.
It feels like the podcast should be better because I did so much work in this room.
I feel like it. I mean, the conversation's pleasant. It's just
it's
there's
pleasant.
No, there's no conflict.
There's not a lot of conflict.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to argue about? Do we have what's conflict? What do
what
you
is
got?
Conflict? Do you have anything?
What's your problem? What's your
good.
Problem?
I feel pretty good. Fucking apathetic. Even though I literally have nothing else booked, I've got to get on the phone because the cruise ships. We started this process in March. Been what is it, June? I gotta just start calling every fucking club.
Telling you, represent yourself. Do you go on the road at all? I mean, I know you do Tustin
no.
or whatever, but
no.
is that like something
can
you
I try
aspire?
That? Yeah. What do you do? Just
you just hit it like a regular.
Is that
cigarette.
Something you aspire to do? Like, do you aspire to go feature at clubs and things like that, or are you just kind of stay in LA?
I mean, yeah. If I really, I don't think I would have the time right now, but it's something I wouldn't mind doing.
I feel like
I don't know so much.
But here's like, the thing. I feel like with your – I don't know, depending on how many comics you took with you, how financially viable it would be. But I feel like you have enough of an association with a brand where you could go to other cities and have a touring crack show with other crack people. And
yeah,
whoever you bring along.
I've thought of it. I think the only way it would work – one, I don't necessarily know if Cracked would go for it.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I think the only way it would work is – if it was the kind of thing where, have you seen those websites where people have to like demand that something come to their area?
Doug Benson used to do that, or Doug Benson or Paul F. Tompkins, one of them. It's like, if you can create a Facebook event and 300 people say they'll go, I will come to your city.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Michael Swaim, who's another Cracked editor, he has a movie called Kill Me Now. And when they released it in theaters, what he did was there's this website where, like, say, if you wanted to see his movie in Chicago, a certain number of people had to buy tickets before it was even booked.
Right.
Okay.
So, like, it was like Kickstarter, basically, where if 25 people didn't buy tickets, the movie just wasn't coming there. And once 25 people did buy tickets, then it was going to be there. That's how I think a crack tour would have to work.
I feel like because, even if you tested it in like San Diego or San Francisco, that might be doable.
But the thing is, Cracked, not just Cracked, the internet as a whole, I think people give a little too much credence to its influence outside the internet.
Yeah. Like, they'll gladly click on your shit from home and bookmark it. But
yeah,
they're not going to leave the house.
Like, you've done shows with me. When people say he's an editor at Cracked, people don't fucking lose their minds like I'm working
some
for
some of my friends have, honestly.
Yeah,
I
but it's
stuff,
a really...
Like, that means a lot to them.
But it's not... I think people hear what kind of traffic Cracked gets. We did 15 million unique visits last month. And people hear that, and they think that must automatically, like, translate into a huge following. Sure. And it really doesn't. Like, it's... I still really have to promote my show to get people to come out. Like, even the when I moved the show to the Improv, like, it was more of a special event, I still had to really, really promote.
But I feel like L.A. and New York City are the exception, where it's like, everybody's kind of big shit, so it's hard to draw.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose if
But I feel like in smaller markets, you could certainly...
Yeah.
Certainly fill out, you know...
I would be open to it. I don't know if Cracked would.
Are you, like, do you have a college-age demographic?
Cracked?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, then why don't you and I just go do colleges?
Okay, I'll do colleges.
Why don't
you
and I just go and we'll fucking you
That's
open,
a great
I'll
idea.
Close.
I would definitely
sponsored by Cracked.
I don't have an agent. I don't have any like means of booking. Like any shows I get, it's just like, hey, can I do your show?
Yeah.
Like I'd do college. Let's go do colleges. I would do that shit.
This is a perfect end for if I go back into my VO agency,
Brian.
Oh my god, he's so beautiful. Yes. How about you? Just this idea to the – they got two new guys in at the PA department, and they're, like, really great roster. Pitch that specifically.
You forget that having to work clean. That always holds you back.
I can work clean at a college. And that's just a guideline. Once you get there, you do what you want to do.
He lives in the 90s.
Is there something?
It's a very politically correct environment now.
So does Cracked want you to like sign up stuff like that and become like, or is it just all just click on stuff and just check out the website? What would?
Yeah, it's all. If there's no.
So all you would
subscription.
What would you try and gain out of it? Any like that's what I'm saying. Like what kind of angle
become a
can
member
you do?
As a commenter, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't like
but that's
we make
that
our revenue through ads and things like okay. Like we don't sell subscriptions or anything.
I'm just thinking different angles of
like what benefit would it bring Cracked?
Yeah.
Just I think name recognition in that like we don't have a ton of name recognition in terms of doing live stuff. That's kind of why I got into one of the reasons I got into stand up to try and give Cracked a little more of a presence in Los Angeles in that respect. I feel like it's hasn't I don't know.
What's it?
I feel like
show?
The show has gotten a really good foothold. I don't necessarily feel that it's
translated to Cracked.
Done much for Cracked's name, but that's you know.
It's, but it helps you get podcast guests and things like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like your billion.
And the show's success. I think the show's great. I just don't you know. It doesn't feel like a Cracked thing to me sometimes.
There's got to be something that's not being done that we can incorporate at the end where it's kind of interactive.
Well, didn't yeah. you try that?
I thought about that.
I was
that.
Overwhelmed by your email. Where
yeah.
Like, everybody come with a 5-minute rant on something.
Yeah, and it all...
And I was
like
I can't reply to that.
I always... Yeah, I had ideas like that, and it all... Everything I came up with seemed really forced. So that, like, we finally... And that was part... One of the things with this podcast was... It was at some point the live show was supposed to work into it. And that's kind of how the live podcast came about because I tried, you know, I tried like just releasing the stand up as a podcast and people wouldn't like sign off on
that
music
stuff.
It was too much hassle. And like, I don't like asking people stuff more than once.
Yeah.
Kind of an asshole that way. So it, like, you know, the live podcast. Even though it's basically just the podcast as it is in the studio, except we're on stage, like I feel like that's kind of as far as it's going to go.
And when's the next live podcast?
What about following the stand-up show with a live podcast with two students, preferably sophomore, junior year girls?
Once again, why Brian can't do
just
colleges.
I was just spitballing.
You're just spitballing?
Just spitballing.
See what sticks to
when's
the wall?
What's the date for the next show? Let's do some plugs.
The next next unpopular opinion show is June 17th at Westside Comedy Theater. It's a Tuesday night.
This will be out before then.
And then the live podcast show is June 20th, also at Westside Comedy Theater.
Oh, that's a Friday, right?
That's a Friday, 11:30 at night. Free show.
Well, if Brian's not going to be there, I'll definitely be there hanging out.
There you go.
It'll
that's
be a
the
good
attitude.
Time.
Then,
is Dunkelman coming? Good. I'll
yeah,
be
other
there.
Plugs? I think we're good for the most part, right? I'm fine ending on Dunkelman.
Do you want to plug
beat
something?
It. No, just Adam.
See
Todd
me and
Brown
Brian Dunkelman at colleges near you.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, also.
Oh, God.
Nah, we'll do this next week because you do it at the beginning when people are
actually
listening.
What is
listening.
It?
Nah, I was just going to tell people to go to my website.
Yeah, we should do plugs up front.
Hit the Amazon thing, see if I need
BrianDunkelman.com, trying to get those dozens of views a month, trying to get them to convert to what is it? A click?
And make some
$1.50?
Listen, who knows? Every little bit. And put it towards the podcast. This shit ain't free. We're almost out of space on Podomatic.
Yeah, we're going to have to upgrade.
Yeah, it's
that
give me
was
your
the,
card number.
My favorite part of the live show we did at the Improv for your live podcast is when you, in between comics, you're like, I have a podcast. Like, you went up and you plugged the podcast. Listen, guys, I have a podcast, you know, DunkTankPodcast.com. We're the 1,234th most popular podcast on Podomatic.
We were, that was true.
Yeah.
That was a pretty accurate
got a
number.
Big laugh.
Remember when we were like number 6? Yeah. We were like number 6 in
we
comedy.
We had some real heat coming out,
and
then
like
we just were not ready. We thought we'd
we're
put out things subtly, and they said, Brian Dunkelman, front page of iTunes, and we did not back it up.
No, what happened?
They made you front. They put you on the front page of iTunes.
Yeah, like our first
episode
got like 4,000 downloads in a day.
Was it on a network or something?
No,
or
no, it was just new and noteworthy, and it was our. It was right there. And it was out for a whole.
But we
week.
Planned
That's
on just putting
got.
Out episodes and like not built like just building a library before we promoted. And now.
Yeah.
Now we've built a library.
This is great. This is easy. And then they took it off. And now we went from like...
People listen, Brian. People email me about you.
It's quant...
And they ask
what
questions.
What is it? Quality? Is it...
Quality over quantity.
How about both? Can we get both? Is that a saying?
Sure. Quality and quantity.
Let's turn that saying on its head. Let's get... Listen, if everybody that listens to this podcast told just one person... And they listen, we would still have a fucking ridiculously low number of listeners. So what do we do? Because this is fuck. Listen. Just for the songs alone,
we get a couple thousand.
We should be getting a whole legitimately... new audience. We're gonna go on tour. Conan and I are gonna. We want to get such a fan base for the opening songs. We're gonna go on tour.
Did you say
we're gonna play?
Who? You and who?
My friend Conan, who's the guy that.
Oh, because I heard you say Conan, and I was like,
yeah, Conan O'Brien comes
that's,
over.
That's
after
a
he
difference
takes,
you need to
helps
explain.
Me with the theme song. Does a little punch up.
Yeah. And you guys go on tour.
But I'm thinking of like doing little teas on Facebook. If you haven't been listening to the Dunk Tank, this is a sample of what
I do think we should put together a podcast that's just all the theme songs.
Well, I think just as little teasers, like can I put something that as soon as you click it, it'll just start playing.
That'll be a good exercise for you to learn how to cut up audio.
For you to teach me how.
Adam,
we're gonna go through my CD bit by bit, joke by joke. And
44.
You
tracks.
Do that.
We're gonna smoke.
I have a
bomb.
Date to get to.
What?
And broken by, guitars.
And by balls? Date, I mean I'm going to go pick up some wings and watch wrestling, which I DVR'd last night. Oh,
Jesus Christ!
Where do
you?
There we go.
Where do you get wings though? Good wing place.
There's
yeah. Where'd you go? Amherst.
Like Wingstop. It's all right.
There are no.
Where's that at?
Here.
There are a chain around town. There is a good place. I can't think of the
yes,
name right
Balloons
now.
In Ellicottville, New York is a good place to get wings.
Brian's stuck
that's
in the
literally
past.
The closest
you know,
one.
You know who's got good wings?
Better than the Anchor Bar.
Hooters.
Really? I've never
I
been to Hooters.
I like a Hooters chicken.
Hooters wings are fucking amazing.
The breaded. I'm down.
Yeah,
weird.
I don't eat them as much now that I have one in the town I live in. But when I lived in South Dakota, every time I would go to a town with a Hooters, I would
I
make
it
a point.
It.
Because of the chicken wings.
Buffalo shrimp, delicious.
The buffalo shrimp is amazing.
Fantastic.
I don't care.
Never.
I wouldn't care if it was dudes walking around in fucking cod pieces. Mm-hmm. I would go there and eat those chicken wings.
I've never been to a Hooters, and there's one right down the street from Westside. So I feel like after the next show,
try them.
Let's
yes. go to Hooters.
Let's go have
let's
Hooters
go to
wings
Hooters.
After the next show.
Well, you'll be out of town. But
God damn it.
You, me, guys. Will bring Danger. He seems like a Hooters guy.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
Or the live podcast Friday
whoa,
night.
That that's looks it. Like it's fucked up.
Yeah, your computer can't handle any more podcasts, so we're going to end it.
Is it going to blow up?
Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
At Todd Brown. Twitter. Did you do all that shit?
At Adam Todd Brown. Todd with one D.
Follow him. Read him.
Need.
Go to Cracked. Read
Cracked.
The article he did on me. Just do all of the things that you're supposed to do.
Do everything.
Now let's hear the theme song again.
To make you love me, what do I gotta do to make him care? Care why?
So sad.
Care why?
He's a sad, sad podcast host.
Never seems to like a new theme song. Seems to be the heart.